This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Amid a political crisis of his own making, President Donald Trump tried to refocus attention on the economy at a rally in Michigan Thursday as he pushed to move past revelations that he had been determined to downplay the danger of the coronavirus last winter. Speaking to an aircraft hangar crowded with people in Michigan, the president said that his opponent, Joe Biden, wants to reverse the U.S. economic gain.
Not only does Joe Biden want to eliminate your jobs, he wants to eliminate your borders. He's promised to flood your state with refugees, and you know that as well as I do, and you see it all the time.
Trump faced renewed pushback from officials worried that his rallies are growing in size and are flouting public health guidelines intended to halt the spread of COVID-19. He has also been facing a firestorm after his comments to Woodward were released, in which he described the coronavirus as deadly stuff, but said he wanted to downplay it in order to avoid a panic. Senate Democrats have scuttled a scaled-back GOP coronavirus rescue package, saying the measure shortchanged too many pressing needs. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
On a mostly party-line vote, Democrats blocked the $500 billion package, with leader Chuck Schumer saying it did not go far enough to help Americans.
This emaciated bill is not a serious attempt.
He predicted a defeat would send GOP Chief Mitch McConnell back to the negotiating table. After wrangling back in March resulted in a more generous rescue bill, McConnell argued before the vote some help for the people was better than none.
They'll see exactly who has their backs.
Accusing Democrats of focusing more on hurting President Trump than helping others.